You signed your real name?
Of course I did. If you believe in something, you sign your name to it.
All right, I'm gonna tell you right now. I ain't crazy.
This is the ground you'll die on.
Are you sure?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Son, people can see you.
I don't tell you what to do with your money. Don't fucking tell me what to do with mine, okay?
I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
I will defend myself.
He means it, sweetheart.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
I will fight and win because I am the most intelligent.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
I got something I want to say. A lot of you motherfuckers
think you know who Kenny Powers is. Well, I'm here today to tell y'all you don't know shit.
Oh, I give up. You're gonna get yourself killed, and this time I won't be able to save you.
I make you laugh. I'm a clown. I amuse you. I'm here to fucking amuse you.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Then go ahead and go. But I'm not gonna stop yelling, because then that'll mean I lost the fight. So, please leave a key under the mat. I love y'all very much. Peace out.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine, but...
This makes no sense.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Wedgehead Pinball Podcast. My name is Alan, host of the Wedgehead Pinball Podcast and one of the owners of Wedgehead, a pinball bar in Portland, Oregon. Joined here for another episode with my co-host, Alex, the water boy in his basement studio.
Hey, howdy. Today, we're also joined by our friend Mitch, who operates games over on the East Coast under the name Pinball Over Boston. Mitch, how are you doing today?
Wonderful, boys. Thanks for having me back.
Happy to have you here. And so we're doing an episode of this Die on This Hill, which is a recurring segment on our show, if you're a new listener, where you have decided to pick a game to defend that the people of the internet don't care for too much. Mitch, what game are you defending for us today?
Stern Pinball's Sharky's Shootout.
Yes. This is a great one for the show. Sharky Shootout is a pool-themed pinball machine released by Stern in the year 2000. Dwight Sullivan is credited with the concept as well as software with Lonnie Ropp and Keith Johnson. John Borg is the game designer, but it's also kind of a sneakily themed game since it does feature the likeness of tournament pool pro Jeanette Lee, a.k.a. the Black Widow.
Yeah, it has her name listed on the translate.
They want you to know. But it's also very clearly an homage, maybe slash ripoff of the George Christian masterpiece 8-Ball Deluxe. Very similar layout with ramps and some toys. It's currently 5 approved reviews shy on PimpSide to be officially listed onto their top 300 list, but it currently has an average score of 7.234, which would place it number 230 out of 300, tied with CSI.
CSI, another banger from that era.
So we've got to ask you, Mitch, why Sharky Shootout? Why do you love it? Why is it a great game?
That's a great question.
Do you have the answer?
Yes. So long story short, if you listened to my last episode, I'm an operator here in Boston, and my first ever location, Flat Top Johnny's.
Get it at Johnny's.
Is a pool hall. So when I was starting out, I needed to figure out, I need one pool-themed game. So I had to do the research. I tried to get my hands on every single pool-themed game from 8-Ball to 8-Ball Deluxe, Target Pool, Pool Sharks. There's more than you would think. And Break Shot, I was considering.
Break Shot, yeah.
Cue Ball was... Yeah, there are a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of experience with 8-Ball Deluxe, and I had an 8-Ball Deluxe limited edition. Are you familiar with those?
Oh, yeah, in the special cabinet.
The Hyperball cabinet or whatever that is?
I had to move that game. You know, being an operator, you move games a lot. And after owning an 8-Ball Deluxe LE and moving it once, I'm like, never again. So I got rid of it. I just was so frustrated with that. But I always fell in love with that layout, which that beautiful bank of drop targets on the right. And the inline drop targets, like, you know, the layout, it was just a fun shooter. So when I saw there was a Sharky Shootout, you know, I was into pinball, but I was like, oh man, they really got away with one. This game looked just like 8-Ball Deluxe. I wonder if anybody noticed that.
Yeah.
In my naivete. in my mind at that time, I was like, well, the only thing better than 8-Ball Deluxe is going to be an 8-Ball Deluxe with a DMD and a ramp. That's all I needed. I'm a sucker for a ramp. So just pedigree, I would say, is one of the reasons I like it. That layout is just fun to shoot. Like, I love shooting at drop targets. I love a good ramp. The ramp on Sharky Shootout is a pretty neat mech if you're unfamiliar with it. It's a steel ramp on the left side that hooks over very quickly to a magic 8-ball that has a magnet inside of it. So when it's activated, you hit the ramp shot, the magic 8-ball will grab the ball and give you a mystery award, which is unbalanced, but there's some fun stuff in there. You can get a free multi-ball, a fun combo mode, and it's just a fun toy, the Magic 8-Ball. One of the other things I wanted to mention was on a previous episode, episode 17, you talked about great extra button gimmicks. Sharky Shootout has, I think, a pretty great extra button. There are four buttons on each side, and the additional buttons on the left and right activate posts in the left and right out lane. And if you hit both of them at the same time, it puts up a center post. Have you ever played a game that has that feature?
No, I've played games with definitely the uprising center post, but no game other than Golden Cue, which was an abandoned game that Stern kind of did with this sort of layout beforehand. But yeah, for the listener, it's like you have extra flipper buttons on the cabinets, one on each side. And if you hit the left one, the left post goes up. You hit the right one, the right post goes up, blocking the out lane. So if you time it right, you can block a drain going out the out lane. And if the ball is going straight down the middle, you can press them both in at the same time, and a center post comes up from below your flippers and prevents you from draining.
Can I give a little more context on this? That whole thing with the double buttons and the out lane posts and the center post was all because of some European restriction on pinball machines. And Stern started adding that to European models of games, because that way it was like legally a game of skill. It was kind of like what happened here back in like the 40s. And so you can find European copies of like Lord of the Rings or other, and maybe not Lord of the Rings, but there's other Sterns out there that were like sold to the European market with those double buttons and posts installed.
Oh, wow.
And I think
I didn't know that.
That Sharky Shootout was the only game they did in the US with those.
The post on the outside also kind of look like pool cues, you know, just the plastic that they use, they look like pool cues. So it's thematic.
They did a nice job. There is a full there. Well, there's a pool cue inside going up to pool ball strategically placed. Like when you look at Sterns that are released today, like there's just a lot of plastic pieces. They spent some money putting this game together.
As I was going to say, it's from that era where they were still like putting a lot into the materials, like under the glass.
This is a transition year too. Like this is the end of the Sega era. Stern Pinball Dream Team of John Borg, Dwight Sullivan, and the art by Yaoxi. The rules in this game, like, they're not the deepest compared to, like, Lord of the Rings, but you've got some interesting rules that Dwight threw into this game where, like, there are different characters you have to play pool against, and you can either play them in 8-ball or 9-ball, and the drop targets behave in different ways.
9-ball's not that tough.
And then depending on who you're playing pool against, there's a perk associated with it. So if you're playing pool against Tex and you start multi-ball, it's like it's stampede multi-ball, and like your jackpots are double. And then there's an alien that makes your combos more valuable. So it's just like nice little touches there. And I find the scoring to be very balanced across the game. Like if you just kind of go for everything and everything's fun to do, you're just kind of getting your 5 million, your 10 million all the way along. And we can probably get to it later, but people will poo-poo. There's the pop bumpers at the top of the playfield. There's a large scoop that the ball falls into.
Falls into all the time. Yeah.
let me defend that. One of the scoring features I actually like about Sharky Shootout is when you complete the top lanes for Q, C-U-E, it starts bumper pool.
And leave the Q stick.
And it's basically super pops that every time it falls into that hole, the amount of the bumper pool will increase. So if it keeps falling in there, you can get your pops up to a million per hit.
Okay.
And you can keep that going forever. If the ball falls out of the pops, it's like timed super pops at a million. All you have to do is you can shoot another pop bumper, put it back into the scoop, or there's a stand-up target, the big green target in the middle of the playfield that people shit on, but that'll extend your timer. So it's like a really risky shot. So if you have pops up to a million a hit and they'll start flashing quicker and quicker when your time is running out, you can risk it and just blast that target to extend your million pops, bring it a multi-ball, and you can get 100 million for just pop up. It's pretty great. I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's like I do like any game that makes pops actually important, because I feel like so often they're just there to like park the ball. They're multi-ball.
We're big EM guys, so it's like having valuable pops is important to us. So it's like it's cool to see a game in 2000 with the DMD, a more modern game, have pops that actually mean something, that actually score something valuable.
Yeah.
Not just there as a placeholder. I think you've pled a good case.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh,
dude.
Okay.
I'm not done. I'm just that's my opening argument, son. I hope you're sitting down.
Okay.
I've got more points. This is the first Stern pinball machine with insider connected.
Sort of. Yeah.
What is it?
There's connectivity.
It? Yeah. Explain it to the listener.
They tried connectivity on this game with an Ethernet cable.
Yes.
So this was at a time where Stern was experimenting with Ethernet cables into the games so that each game could be connected. Every Sharky Shootout could be connected, all 200, for high score tournaments that you would log into, similar with like a Golden Tee. I don't think it was very successful, but they...
Somebody got like a third party server running for that now. If we get the guys at Next Level to hook theirs up to the internet, will they see yours?
Oh my God, that would be incredible. That would be incredible.
The first East Coast, West Coast Sharky Shootout tournament.
Oh, a battle. Dude, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah, it was when I was looking at the flyer earlier. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. And when I had the game, it came with all the cables. But one other thing I'll say in favor of the game is the theme with Jeanette Lee. Like, that's good representation where you have somebody that is at the top of their game. She was a world pool champion, but also her humor is in the game, similar to like Elvira owning her hotness. Like, Jeanette Lee, like, is a good pinball host. Like, she has good callouts in the game.
You're waiting for me to cry.
And that being said, speaking of the callouts, the famous pinball voice actor, Fred, is it Fred Young? Are you familiar with that name?
Yeah, Fred Young's done a bunch of callouts. Tim Kitchrow's done a bunch of callouts. Steve Ritchie, of course.
Yeah, the calls in the game, there's like cute one-liners. I think it works really well for the whole theme together, and it helps you telling, it wants to tell you what to shoot for. So I think it's an easy to play game that is very enjoyable to shoot with a John Bork layout. It shoots really nice. The scoring is balanced and there's fun toys. What more do you want in this world? Oh, and also it has a difficult but not impossible to achieve wizard mode that's actually very fun to play. You know, South Park, like that's just like grindy, boring. You get to the wizard mode, it's just more the same. Like this is like Sharky's, I feel like a new-ish player could walk up and start to learn the game and understand what you're trying to do and then work their way to an achievable wizard mode, which is a good thrill for players. Like somebody walking up to a modern Stern game, a new player isn't going to see that wizard mode for like years, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, 100%.
Way too long to get to wizard modes in modern games, I feel like. Pretty strong defense. I would say that's probably the most well-rounded one we've maybe seen.
Oh, shoot.
On Die on This Hill.
Well, Sharky speaks for itself. Like, you bring a great fucking game to Die on This Hill, it's going to shine, you know?
Well, unfortunately, that is not the consensus take, which is why you're here. Like I said.
Have you been on the internet again? I told you to stay off the internet.
We're talking to people on the internet.
Shit. Idiots.
Yeah. So we're going to read these bad reviews to you. I think maybe Alex and I will alternate these. We'll just get your kind of reactions to them, okay?
The first one from knucklehead at shithead.com.
First one is Rachel Strong says...
Sorry, I'm sassy.
No, I understand. You got your sacred cow and Sharky suit out, and we're talking about slaughtering it right now, so you're a little bit concerned.
All right, Rachel, hit me with your worst.
So Rachel says, an okay game, which is fun to play in arcade, and a timeless theme, but as a former owner, there are elements that pushed it out of my collection. It has an ugly back box, a non-classic feel, yet it was not terribly forward-leaning enough to be a top-tier modern-era pin, kind of an uncomfortable mix of classic elements and new elements, which long-term seemed to be an annoying clash rather than either a fun throwback or a great contemporary unit.
I think that's interesting. Now that I'm thinking about it, but I lean on the other side of that where I enjoy the mix of modern and throwback. I think that's like one of the pluses of the games. Like it reminds me of 8-Ball Deluxe with modern theme.
I would agree, modern elements to it. I would like to see more of that. I'd like to see more stuff like this where we maybe do like modern games, modern take on an old layout and stuff. So it's funny to see someone be exactly the opposite.
Like, it sounds like to me, she's like, I like modern pins and I like throwback pins. She's like, but this is like an uncanny valley to me of like in between, and she doesn't like it.
As I said, like, I like the modern feel to a classic. Like, I have a Beatles Gold and I really enjoy that game.
That's a fun fucking game.
That's a good game.
That's a very fun game.
Yeah. And it's like, I know it's probably sacrilege to say to you guys, I'd rather play Beatles than a Sea Witch. I'm sorry. Don't hang
on. I'm
going to
surprise you right now, Mitch. I like Beatles better than Sea Witch.
Yeah, it's nice right? being able to actually loop the upper loop.
Yes.
No shit. Like, the loop is so much fun.
George Gomez fixed that design, which I think had potential, but it was clunky. And I love the classic throwback art, and I do like it, but that upper loop is whack on Sea Witch. It's bad.
Yeah.
As much as I love classic solid states, that's the one where I'm like, Beatles actually did this and did it well.
Getting back to converting
you guys.
DeBorg's work here on Chargies, though, Nitro Mikey does not think he did it better. He says, dismal play and almost no redeeming qualities other than the back glass art. Not a good start for the new Stern.
You ever played billiards before?
Which kind of dates the review.
There's a transition period for Stern, but if you look underneath this game, they threw the whole kitchen sink under there. Like, the mechs, that it's 8 drop targets that are individually activated and have memory there. It's an impressive mech, and like, it's a pretty stocked game. They put
it's
a lot
a loaded
of shit
game.
In there. And
yeah. He says dismal play, though. Dismal, almost no redeeming qualities other than the backglass art. So I guess shout out to John Yousey and his backglass there.
And Jeanette looks killer in this game.
Yeah, there's a big gray alien. He's one of the characters you play pool against.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, and it's a ripoff of the American Dad alien.
Yeah.
It's just like...
So the next guy we got Django Jeff 71 says, truly one of the worst games I have ever played. It is the only game that I think I played at the expo and just walked away from. Stern has done a great job in recent years, but this one is flat out ugly.
I don't believe you, Eddie. I think you're still a loser.
Wow.
To him, dude.
It's just...
go play Transformers, I guess.
Whoa, shots fired.
I'm curious.
What do you say about Transformers?
That was a dig at Transformers. And that's, but it's probably not a beloved game. I don't know how to respond to that. I guess I can see how it's not for everybody. It doesn't have like your traditional like stardom mode here, go for this lit shot. It's like you kind of have to figure it out a little bit more.
That's an interesting point.
I think it's immediately a fun one for my time. It's been a little while since I played it, but I thought it was an immediate fun one to shoot. My complaint was the posts on the copy I played. It was a friendly copy and it had those posts, and I realized... Once I realized what the post did, I could just play forever.
Yeah.
And so, like, if I were to leave a review...
Yeah, but those are hard to relight.
Oh.
No, in Sharkies, you have to relight them. See, now Alex is talking about playing Golden Q, which is the same layout.
Oh.
And they...
They just worked all the time.
They worked all the time. They were unlimited.
So that's, like, the Europe setup.
Oh.
That's a huge difference. I got to go play this game again.
Yeah, and sure, because you're given at the start of your game, you're given the 2 outlane saves and the middle save. But once you use them, you can use all 3. Behind the drop targets are stand-up targets that spell payout. And you have to complete those to get your... It's fun to go for.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
Because
that's
it's
like
fun to shoot the drops, and then you're getting them, the targets behind.
Yeah, I like
great.
That era. This is the era of Sterns that have those big, fat, white drop targets on them, right?
Yeah.
I love those things. They actually like work.
And they drop like softly. It's nice.
Yeah. They're, for some reason, they just feel good.
Better than the Scolari brothers in Ghostbusters, right?
Right. He's better than
Yeah, exactly.
Brothers.
Like, I knock on wood, I never had problems with those drops. Like, they always like the ball can like graze them and they'll go down.
Oh, yeah, man. So you're so lucky.
When you need them, you're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Hoop John, though. Back to the Pinside Reviews, says, I've owned this for just over a month. It's incredible how much of a difference there is between an early Stern like Sharky's and a good Stern like Lord of the Rings. These machines are 3 years apart, but a universe apart when it comes to gameplay. Sharky's flippers and drop targets look and feel cheap. Right after we're done complimenting them, finishes, to date, I haven't found anything that really draws me into this game. Your results may vary.
Be a damn fool.
insulting the hardware.
Hard to compare.
Directly after we, I hadn't read ahead, but I'm like, insulting the hardware directly after we're like, I love these drop targets. And he's like, drop targets suck. And you're like, what are you, I love them, dude. I'm personally offended, Hoop John. I'm like, I'm not taking that. I don't think the flippers, because what do you say, the flippers feel cheap?
Flippers are essentially the same mech. They've changed them a little bit, but not.
Did they even change them before Lord of the Rings, though? Because Lord of the Rings people bitch about those flippers too.
Yeah, okay, so what?
The thing is, until the flippers can crack walnuts like a good old Data East, people will bitch.
These are the same mechs. The problem is that people just weren't maintaining the mechs. This is like back when people were playing this and they were a bad operator in a dirty bar. They never got rebuilt, so they're kind of spongy and weird. Like, if you rebuild them, they feel great. They feel strong, snappy. You can make all the shots. They're reliable.
Dude, and I would never disparage those drop targets. I won't stand for it.
Maybe they're ugly. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're kind of like chunky and ugly, but they're definitely chunky. Very functional.
They're endearing in appearance.
Or the drop target to love.
Yeah. They're just plus size drop targets.
All right, so I like this one. This is a short one. Crab Spirit says, never got into the game, made me just want to play pool instead.
No bar, no pinball machines, no bowling alleys, just pool. Nothing else.
I guess that's
that
good.
Means it's executing on its theme.
Yeah, it's thematic.
Boom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's a sign
I
of a good
Star
game.
I played Star Trek tonight. I want to go fly a spaceship.
Yeah, it's like every time I play Godzilla, I usually end up being like, I kind of want to go watch a Godzilla movie. Yeah, watching a movie takes about as long as a decent game of Godzilla.
True. But like, speaking of like wanting to go play pool, like I loved having the Sharky Shootout at Flat Tops as a pool hall because like there are physical pool balls in there. The cue is in there. It's like I felt it was the pool theme perfected until we got to, can I divert a little bit and talk about 8-Ball Beyond?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you familiar with
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
The homebrew?
Yeah. Sean Irby is a Seattle tournament player.
That's, I think, my favorite part of this hobby is just like the incredibly smart people that are so talented, like just get shit done, like just blow your mind in their free time. Like this guy, I follow him on Instagram and I just, my jaw is on the floor watching that project progress and like the interesting rules he's doing and those special mechs he is building from scratch. It's like,
that thing's
incredible.
Cool. Yeah.
He did a
I want to play
job.
That so badly.
Played a few games on it. It was in its white wood phase. It was before he had done the playfield art. That was last year at the...
But it looks so professional now.
Dude, it looks like a production-ready game. That thing's awesome.
Honestly, it looks better than some production games from some companies.
And when I played it played like a professional... Like, it played like a, you know, a complete manufactured game. It was great. I was very impressed with that thing. I'd love to see that go to production.
It looks so interesting.
I don't know Sean personally, but we follow each other on Instagram. I know he's been into Wedge. He listens to the podcast, so
Sean,
he'll probably hear this.
Yeah, bring your game down to Portland, Sean.
You know, he drags it to different shows. He was just in TPF with it. Took it to Expo last year, and he put it on another great location in Seattle called Attaball. I think it's...
Yeah,
he keeps it on location
there.
At Attaball, so you can like...
I bit the Attaball.
Yeah, it's awesome, and... You can go play it at Attaball.
That makes me want to go up to Seattle next weekend.
I'll meet you there.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Huh.
I was going to say, if I'm not mistaken, I think he did the 8-Ball Deluxe, but flipped over against like the drop targets on the left side. Am I
the stand-ups are on the left. Yep. They're like little like ping pong
balls. Yeah, so it's like similar to like Bad Girls.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That thing's really cool.
Like, no, he took some shots from all the 8-Ball games, like from Champ, from the original 8-Ball, and from... Deluxe, and then added his own flair and lots of cool mechs. And Johnny Crapp did the art, who did the art for Stern Jurassic Park and does a lot of pinball themed art. And he's a rad artist who I also follow. And yeah, man, it's a very cool project and it's very exciting. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if in a few years he's working at a pinball company. I mean, this is kind of how it goes, right? Yeah. Like, well, you do something like that on your own, that's your resume. Like, people are like, oh shit. Like,
this guy could like actually manage the entire project start to finish.
Yep.
Did a really good job with it. Going back to kind of this being like the perfect theme, I think that was one of the things I just love seeing like cohesive theme picks for locations. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great that you went and sought out pool games to put into a pool hall. I just love that kind of stuff. And I'm like, Sharky's is, yeah, Sharky's is good at that.
Because Alex is always talking about getting a NASCAR and he wants to put it in a NASCAR bar. Like, he wants to become an operator and like find a NASCAR bar to put his NASCAR in.
That would be the dream. If I could get like 8 NASCARs in a
row,
man.
But I got a new account based on that. Narragansett Brewery wants a Jaws pinball machine.
Oh, shit.
Because of the tie-in with Narragansett beer.
Yeah.
So I got that call, and it's like, sure, I'll bring you a Jaws. They've got this beautiful tap room down in Providence.
That's awesome, and that's the kind of thing that you're like...
I can bring a Narragansett pinball to your Narragansett bar.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
But yeah, I do like seeing that kind of stuff, and that's what I was going to say, is that Sharky's is a very pool game. It's not like... Laser Q or something. It's not one where it's like, it's kind of tangential. Alan, do you want to read our last review here before we wrap this up?
No, we got a couple more reviews, dude. There's a second page. You think that's all the hate for this game?
Oh my God. Oh.
We got a few to go through. I'll read this big one here.
Bring it on.
All right. So I Suck at Pinball says, which is a good username.
this is me.
I Suck at Pinball says, hit the pops more than anything else on the field. The audio was quiet. Might have been the machine. Probably was. I mean, DMD animations were almost non-existent. Just a few pool balls rolling around. The third flipper takes skill to hit anything. I don't see how that's a downside, but okay.
Weak.
A magic 8-ball sucks to suck, dude. A magic 8-ball toy is cute, but not my thing. Stampede multi-ball ? It's a billiards-themed game. Trick shot multi-ball sounds better. The other multi-ball is just named multi-ball. So creativity is lacking in this game all around. Like, what about having ceramic pinballs that look like mini cue balls? That would be great.
As if you'd just taken his money and now all you want is his pride.
Maybe somebody already does this mod. An acoustic as a plunger would have been neat. So this guy's like giving them mod advice.
It has that. It has a cue stick running along the shooter lane.
But it's not the plunger.
Everything.
Real talk, this guy kind of sounds like a dipshit. Can we be honest?
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
Buttons for ball saves are distracting until you learn it. Okay. Ball saves are great until you realize that you're just popping the ball up because your reflexes are too slow.
And you're a wreck on a railroad track. You're a horse that finished last.
Okay. Just save
Sorry,
for the
I'll
end. Let me
I'll
finish this.
I'm getting fired up.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Art seems like they tried to do a sexy translite, but then thought women might play it, so they unsexied up the women and added an alien.
Oh my God.
I'm not saying it has to be sexy, but it's really riding the line between sexy and politically correct.
Look, I'm not naked or anything.
Playfield color bland, machine color clashes with itself, and practically anywhere you put it, the game teaches you to rely on ball saves. I think it will lower your skills if you play it too long. The drop targets make it feel like an old EM game before they came up with widgets to make those more fun.
You always drink like this so early in the morning?
Rated versus other Sterns, I'd rate it about 5 out of 10. Against other pinball companies, I rate it 3 out of 10.
I lie. When I'm drunk, I lie.
Go ahead, Mitch. Floor's yours.
All right. So the thing I had an outburst with when he was talking about like the outlane posts... and like it's sending the ball up in the air. There's actually a very nice piece of software and animation. If the ball pops up off the right post save and jumps into the shooter lane, it's a special air ball bonus, and it has a little 8-ball with wings.
That's incredible.
On the animation, super cute. Yeah, it's like a really nice touch.
And that's right after he said that there's no animations in the game.
It has a great tilt warning animation. Like when you bump it, like it shows the whole, it's an animation of the whole pool table bumping and the balls flying everywhere. It's like, I don't know. And then he's also talking about Stampede ? Stampede is like the hidden multi-ball with like Tex. One of the characters is a cowboy. When you start multi-ball while battling Tex, you get this Stampede, which is worth double. So you knucklehead. You're getting, it's like he's like, I'm playing a game and I had to actually play the game. So I don't like playing this game. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I think
he's like, it takes skill to do these things. What the fuck do you want? Take a walk if you don't want to do anything with skill.
I just like that he compares the drop targets to an, in quotes, old EM. Because it's before they came up with widgets. Like, just this review's all over the place.
He seems to know exactly what he's talking about.
That was the worst. That was like, make it feel like an old EM game before they came up with widgets to make those more fun. I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, fuck
that.
Get the
fuck out of here.
I was like, I love EMs, man.
They're full of widgets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Widget the pinball.
M. Rossman 5 says, meh. Kind of a bore, in my opinion. It's odd that every single call out's a compliment. Art isn't great. Maybe pick it up if you find it a really good price, but it'll probably just get repetitive.
A real high-class con man. He can charm anybody into anything.
Is every single call-out a compliment, Mitch?
It's more encouraging. There are...
The
bad guys can be a little bit antagonistic, but for the most part, it's a friendly parlor.
Okay, that's good.
It's a friendly pool parlor. Yeah,
we do lean towards preferring insults.
Will sass you a little bit.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay, this guy's looking for like the S&M treatment, like the Black Knight.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you just got to go play some Black Knight or Rick and Morty or something. One of the ones that really
fun house.
Yeah,
Funhouse. Rudy's more sarcastic though.
Yeah.
Read the next one, Alex.
People really nitpick here, huh?
They really, yes, they really do. And they'll go after anything. If their first game on it was shitty, they usually won't like it, and then they just make it up. Jeep Mustang, though, very cool username also. Jeep Mustang says, well, looking at the game, I thought I'd really like it. Purchased one for a good price before playing it, and it only lasted in my collection a couple months. Felt really cheap and kind of clunky. The whole machine confused me because the ideas all seemed good, but when adding it all together, it did not make a fun game.
Play it again. Learn something.
Huh? I think that might be user error. Because there is a cohesion to the game. It's like you're playing through the characters. You're playing 8-ball, 9-balls. Yeah. Just because you're an idiot doesn't mean you can go on the internet and share your opinions, right? Are idiots allowed to go on the internet?
I got news for you, Mitch. Idiots are all over the internet.
Oh, shit. Don't tell me.
They're everywhere.
God damn it. Are they on Pinside? Don't tell me they're on
they've
Pinside.
They've infiltrated Pinside, too. I'm sorry to tell you, Mitch.
No.
Oh, yeah.
This is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeep Mustang didn't like Sharky Shootout. Maybe you should figure out what he wants to drive.
I think he's mostly disappointed because he thought he'd really like it. But it all seemed fun, but didn't come together to make a fun game.
Those are my favorite reviews when people are like, I really wanted to like this one, but it's no good. And you're like, why is it? Well, you know, like that preface doesn't add any more value to your review.
No, they always do that. Last review of the night. Medieval Gopher says, I like this table. They've taken a previously boring and bland game and added some ramps and toys to make it worth playing. A good idea from Stern here.
Minnesota Fast got more character in one figure than you got in your old skinny body.
This is actually a good review that I included because it upset me so much when I saw it. I had to include it.
Fantastic. So 8-Ball Deluxe is a real stinker.
This guy's like, 8-Ball Deluxe sucks. Sharky Shootout rules.
Yeah.
I'm a bad girls.
Especially because this is clearly, like I said at the opening, it's an homage / ripoff. Right, like we'll say it's an homage, clearly based on a very classic game. The layout's very similar with modern updates. You know, 8-Ball Deluxe, they re-ran 3 times. They sold 13,000 of them. The original 8-Ball game that 8-Ball Deluxe was the sequel for, that was the first game to sell over 20,000 units. George Christian designed both of those games. Alex and I are big George Christian fans. Like, we love those games. So hearing it like, they'd taken a previously boring and bland game and added some ramps and toys to make it worth playing. I'm like, fuck this. Like, I just, like, it's so crazy to me. It'd be like someone being like, hey, I really like the new Timothée Chalamet Willy Wonka movie. It's just modern and they put some cool stuff in it, make it worth watching so you don't have to watch that old Gene Wilder shit. Like, and I'm just like, that will just infuriate me. So thanks for coming on the show again, Mitch. We appreciate you coming on to defend.
Oh my God, this is so much fun, guys.
You made me want to go play some Sharkies, so now I got to go out to Next Level, play Sharkies.
Yep.
Because I don't think I'm going to find any others on location anytime soon.
Yeah, it's just cool to find a rare game like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I have in my notes here.
When was the last time there was only 200 made?
I have in my notes here, it says they sold 800 of these. That's what I have.
Oh, excuse me.
It's still...
I got bad info. It still seems pretty
rare. 800 is a very low production run.
Curious how many are on location.
Treasure it. That's what I'm saying.
It's a treasure.
Spent on Sharky's Shootout. A game so nice, they made it twice. Golden Q, Sharky's.
Yeah. How many did they make of JJP's Pirates of the Caribbean?
I don't know what the production
is. That's one of those games where they collectors pay like, what, 30, 40K for?
Like 20, 30 grand. Right?
But they made less of these. So maybe people should be valuing these Sharky Shootouts at super high prices.
I'm just going to say it might be a better game. Yeah, if you wanted to defend Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, I think I'd rather play Sharkies than a Pirates.
I've played both, and I'd much rather play Sharkies.
Oh, I've only had limited time on Pirates. I thought it was fun. Is it that
bad? Fun. It's just, it's no Sharky Shootout, you know?
Amen, brother.
I don't particularly like it, but collectors seem to like it, so.
Yeah, it's like, we didn't need to go into that tangent or that, you know?
Yeah, throw a little Jersey Jack shade at the end of the episode for no reason.
Yeah, that's for another segment. Hills to avoid.
Hills to avoid, yes. All right, Mitch. Well, we appreciate you joining us again, defending Sharkies.
Dude, thank you so much for having me on. This was a blast, guys. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for all you do, man.
Well, you know, we love talking to other operators and people that are passionate about pinball. I'll end this episode like I end every other episode. If you ever get a chance, you're in a museum, you're in a big city, if you're out visiting in Portland, Next Level has one of these, along with 300 other machines or whatever they have that you can play. If you see it at a show, make sure to put some time on Sharky Shootout. Now that you listen to the episode,
you know what to do, yeah?
You gave a great overview of that game. I just played it yesterday, and it was like, oh, yeah, I'm jacked up to play it again because you just gassed it up. So I'm like, now I need to play it again.
Sold. Yeah, I think there's an old video on YouTube of me giving like a tutorial of like all the fun features in it.
We got to find that.
The show notes.
Oh, yeah. We got to find that and add that to the show notes.
I'll have to dig it up.
Evie, nice. All right. For everyone else, go out and play some pinball, even if it's not Sharky Shootout. Maybe play that old piece of shit 8-Ball Deluxe if you can't find a Sharky Shootout. Kick that thing around for a little while. But until next time, good luck. Don't suck. Street Shark.